Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Morse from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promessin is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promessin.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend? Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can get all your sex news, information, tips, polls, answers to your questions, all your sexual needs. Well, most of them taken care of at sexwithemily.com. Today's topic is how to overcome jealousy. I know you've probably been jealous before in a relationship, or maybe you're with a jealous partner. We're going to get into all of that of how to deal with it because people get jealous. They do. Can ruin your relationship. And yeah, that's what we're doing. Hi, Menace. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome.
But yeah, jealousy is happens all the time to all of us, to a lot of us. People are snooping, and there's more reasons for people to become jealous now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, every day there's a reason to become jealous if you log onto your person you're dating or your ex's Facebook page and they became friends with some hot chick.
Yeah. There was a funny conversation, actually. I don't know what even sparked it, but some people started tweeting me, like listeners of my other shows and then friends of mine, saying that one of my ex-girlfriend's current boyfriend saying like he's a better man than me and blah blah and all this stuff.
Okay.
And I go, I never even think about this ex-girlfriend. Right. This guy doesn't even cross my mind ever.
So he's threatened by you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know because I can't see what
most jealousy comes from insecurities.
I can't see what he's saying.
Right.
But anyways, I just like blew it off. I go, that's cool. I don't care. Whatever. That's what I kept on responding with. I go, I don't care. Whatever. I go, I never think about my exes. I only think about the girls that I never took a chance on.
That's what my response was.
And which is true.
Right.
And something came up where she was talking about there was a photograph where her current boyfriend is in, and I'm also in it, and she's in it too. And I don't know why this is brought up.
Right.
So I also responded with, I go, I don't care about whatever he's saying. I go, but on a side note, I go, I have many photographs of girls that I hooked up with that she's taking pictures with. So right. I wouldn't be parading that around. Exactly. I think my count is a little bit higher.
Who are these people?
I don't know. Like, I was just
he's
like,
obviously some
just,
dude that's dating
know.
Your ex who's like threatened by you because you're super cool.
I guess. I don't know. I don't even know if it was him. I was just wondering if it was just other people that were just building up trying to start crap. But I thought it was funny because they were trying to rile me up and I just didn't care.
Right. Good.
But I thought I would share this story anyways.
That's a good story to share. I mean, I've gotten caught up in jealous things before, typically, a lot.
Yeah?
I don't get jealous, but I've dated people who get jealous because I'm a
natural. Well, you're overly flirty, so that's why.
I was going to say that. You think I am too? It's obvious?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man.
And then, of course, if somebody's dating you, they're going to get pissed off.
Yeah, they get jealous, and I'm just a flirt. I can't. I've been this way. I hate to say I can't help it, but really, like, I'm naturally in my bones a flirt. I don't even know I'm doing it. What's that about? We can analyze me if you want, but we don't have to.
I'm not a jealous person at all. Like I don't care.
Right.
And I also am not going to waste my time worrying and trying to prevent somebody from cheating on me. If they're going to cheat on me, they're cheating on me.
Right.
Whatever. If they cheat on me, I find out, they're done. But there's only one thing that annoys me, and I've brought this up on the show, which I hate. I hate when, and it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a guy, waitress or waiter. I just don't like when I'm at dinner or at a meal and you're overly talkative.
To the waiter or the waitress.
Yeah, I don't want you to be a dick to the waitress
or
waiter.
Right.
I want you to respect them.
Well, do you think it's because they don't want to talk to you anymore? Why do you think they're talking to the waiter so much?
I just feel like a tool, a jack-off, when I'm just sitting there like saying nothing. Just,
well, what do you mean they're talking to the waiter? Are they like saying, could you please repeat the daily specials?
No, they just like get into this whole conversation and like, oh, hey.
Do they do that with everyone though? Like the checkout person at the store? I mean, do they talk?
No, there would just be like situations where they just talk to
anyone.
The waitress
or waiter. I like women who talk.
No, I like women that
you
talk.
You every day bring in a point where women shouldn't talk. Do you think we should vote?
No. I don't like women that nag.
Should we vote?
Nag.
And should we drive cars?
Go ahead. Drive cars.
Okay.
You can vote just as long as
women
vote,
nag. Yeah, who nags? No one nags. No one wants to nagger. I mean, all the things you say are like, I just think you've dated women who are psycho.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Who nag, who are jealous, who whatever.
Nah, just
that's
people.
That's why you say shit like that. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, what's up with you and your filthy mouth lately?
I can't
what's
help it. It just pops out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm just me, man. I'm just being me. Keeping it real.
Yeah, so what's up with you and your
life?
I've been
going out. I have like a million birthday parties this week, and they've all been really fun. I think you called me the other night about something, and I was having girls over, and we were heading out to some party.
Drinking some wine.
My friend owns this really cool art space, loungy club called Project One in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it was her birthday, and a bunch of us went there, and it was like a really good crowd. People I hadn't seen in a while, and that was fun. And then I have two birthday parties this weekend, one in Stinson Beach, which is this great beach north of here. You've been to Stinson Beach.
No.
Never been to Stinson Beach?
Nope.
Do you like beaches?
I don't go to beaches here because they're too cold.
I know, but this beach is cool. You should come. You won't come. But whatever. Then I have another party in Sonoma with another friend's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And I've just been like hanging with friends, working, hanging with the dog. Friggin' dog park people, man. I've made all these friends, but every day there's like a new dog park person that comes and they're like, my dog is super, super cool and gets along with every dog and is very friendly, and she's a puppy and she plays with everyone, but she's like, your dog stole my dog's ball. Like, people get angry. Like, I was like, there should be some reality TV show about like the dog park drama, because people are like so obsessed with their dogs. I'm not obsessed with my dog yet. Mm-hmm. And they fight and they yell and they're like, this woman was like literally yelled at me. She's like, your dog stole my dog's ball. And I was like, I'm leaving this place. You people are mean and angry. Yeah, I hated them. I hated the whole thing.
That reminds me of a clip of a woman at a dog park. And I have to find it. I'll be able to play it for you guys.
My friend has this really funny porn site website that he started called Hot Chicks Picking Up Dog Shit.
Yeah.
It's really funny and it's just Hot Chicks Picking Up Dog Shit. Yeah. It's hilarious. So, yeah, I go there in my 5-inch heels and pick up dog shit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good times. So, yeah, and then, I don't know. I've got some sex in the news here I can read, unless you have anything else that you're going to share with me that's going to change my life right now.
It will. It just, do you know what sucks?
What sucks, dude?
Is that on the keyboard here, the computer, the freaking V doesn't work.
I hate when the numbers break on, the letters break on keyboards.
Like, I can't press V, which, you know, we use the word vagina a lot. And
I
can't.
Know. What the hell? Wow. What are you doing this weekend? Even though it's only Thursday, but it feels like Friday. Tomorrow's free Friday. You better bring it tomorrow for the show.
Yeah, luckily I'm not leaving. I was going to leave for Los Angeles tomorrow, but I'm not going to do that.
That's
anymore.
What it was.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Not anymore. So I'm just hanging out. I don't really have any plans this weekend because I'm going to Los Angeles the weekend after for the VMAs.
Cool. What are you going to wear? Fancy suit or something?
I guess. I don't know.
No.
I don't have any fancy clothes.
I'll take you shopping. Not that you don't do a good job yourself.
No.
And you love shopping.
Terrible.
I know. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sex in the news.
Go ahead.
I love this first one because it really makes me think. I think it's true. Do women really make sex noises to help men reach orgasms? Study finds women's sex moans are voluntary, not a reflex or consequence of orgasm. Expert Dr. John Grohl recently wrote about a study published in the Archive of Sexual Behavior, which found that women's sex noises are not generally a reflex or consequence of orgasm, but rather an effort to help the man reach the finish line. The researchers found that a woman's vocalizations most often occurred around the man's orgasm just before or simultaneously with ejaculation. So it's true when you make noises, you know that a man's going to ejaculate. Like, it's kind of true as a woman, you kind of know that. But it's funny that someone's, like, doing a study on this. Did you know that women's noises get quickened when you're about to orgasm?
That they quicken?
That they get louder. That women are more vocal. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But they actually, like, did a study to prove it. It's a disassociation.
Where are they getting this money from? Remember, studies I need to
saying, can we like spend it in cancer research or something? That dude who was here, Billy Sunday Mars, the other day on the show 2 days ago, if you guys want to check that out, he was saying that if you really rock a woman's world sexually and give her these intense orgasms, she's not going to make a peep. So all the sounds that they're making, I mean, are just for the men's pleasure, is what they're saying. That's not true, though. There's times that I make noises that are real. I'm not just like faking it, so he'll get it over with. So it says, that it clearly demonstrates a disassociation of the timing of women experience. So whatever. So she's making noises to get you, because sometimes she's done and you're not done yet. We're done. Mm. So we're making noises.
I just want you to fall asleep after.
I get awake.
That's
I'm
where
awake.
I want you to shut up. Is that part.
I know you do.
Ah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what just happened right now. Was I vocalizing in an inappropriate time?
So what are we?
What are we? Where are we at?
And then I go, oh, we're two people that just had sex.
Exactly.
That's what we are.
Can we talk? I used to have that joke with one of my exes. I'd always be like, can we talk? Because it's such a cliche that girls, women say to men. And I was like, we really need to talk about us. But I've never said that to a guy, ever. Oh. Candy Burris is releasing a sex toy line.
Who's the Candy Burris?
Exactly. She's from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh.
I thought you knew television.
Candy. Oh, okay. Yeah,
she's branched out from her online talk show and Housewives of Atlanta and started making her own sex toy line. We won't know much about the products in the line until launch party, which is happening sometime in the near future. But lots of glitter and animal print.
She was the one that I was hearing Dr. Drew said, or maybe I'm quoting the wrong person, but was bashing her because she was saying that you should put sugar in the vagina.
Never put sugar in the vagina. Never put sugar in the vagina. You can use whipped cream. You can use chocolate. You can do all that stuff, but leave it on your breasts or leave it on your stomach, but do not get it inside the vagina. It's very bad. Bacteria, things build up. Don't do that. People do that, all that stuff all the time.
It's bad. Okay, before you go on to the next thing, I found that clip that I want to share with you, and it's a woman at a dog park. Okay.
Okay, can you, like, do the volume? Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Smart. I love how smart you are with the technologically.
All right, so this thing is about a woman, probably like yourself, that just lets her dog just run rampant around the dog park and annoys other people. So.
Even after 10 years of teaching, I never know what's going to happen. No, hold on. Oh, my God. Oh, and he's going
to
be mad.
We can add this to the website.
I'm in the middle of teaching, and I look over my shoulder, and there's this strange woman's dog that's attacking a man's leg.
I want you to come here for a second. No. You come here for a minute.
This way, it gets good.
This
is like my dog park. There's all these personalities. People are like angry.
I'm gonna have the dog taken.
All he was doing was walking through the park.
That's what's right.
Well, I've had some things happen with this woman's dog before, where I've been out at the park training my own dogs, and that dog has gotten away from her and has come up after my dogs and myself, and have had to run, and I just throw myself and my dogs in my car.
What if it was one of these? What if it was a child?
Oh, God.
What if it was a child?
I can't see
what
it.
What if it was a child, like one of
what's
these
dog
kids?
Doing? Oh, my God.
So let me break down real quick what's happening.
Yeah, you have to.
And then it's going to get awesome right now. Okay, so what happened was, there's a dog park, and there's a bunch of people at the dog park, and this woman's dog gets loose, and the dog bites. So there was this man that was walking by the park, and the dog ran up and bit the man. So now the man is upset, and then there's a bunch of children out there, and then so he starts pointing at the children, and he goes, what about if it was one of these? What about if it was one of these? And now this woman is about to go ballistic and share a pretty funny story, okay? So here you go.
It's not my fault, I didn't mean to. It's not my fault.
It's the dog's fault.
It's
the dog's fault.
The dog has some serious aggression problems. And just because a dog is small doesn't mean that it can't hurt.
For many days I didn't bring him here because I suffer when he bites me. I'm in my vagina. When I'm walking and he sees other dog, he right away, he jumps on my vagina because he gets so crazy.
He bites my vagina. Oh my God.
He gets everything. And he bites the Labrador and his penis. I don't want him to bite Labrador and the penis.
He bites the dog.
He's beautiful.
What's the law enforcement in this area?
It would be Van Nuys LAPD.
Van Nuys LAPD. All
right. You get the point, though. But
this woman is crazy. Yeah, so she should get rid of that dog.
You should go on YouTube if you want to watch the whole thing. It's hilarious where she just goes on and on how the dog bites her in the vagina and bites other dogs in the penis.
That's hilarious.
So is that what your dog is doing?
No, my dog is awesome. My dog is like, the people tell me that they're like, when's Daisy coming back? When's Daisy coming back? Because Daisy exhausts all the other dogs because she has more energy than any dog.
That's cool. So when are you going to give Daisy to one of those people?
When am I going to give her up?
Yeah.
I've got a few more weeks to decide. Thanks for asking. I don't want to give her up. I would feel like, honestly, the dog is such a personal thing. Like, I would feel like a failure.
So just to prove everybody wrong.
No, I'm not that stupid either. I just feel like I should be able to, as a grown woman, have a dog. I like dogs and figure it out. But I'm also insanely busy and have a lot going on. That it might not be the best time.
Yes.
Right.
That's fine. That's a perfectly
so I'm trying to figure it out.
Good way to get out of it.
But it's like, she's like, love her. She's a pretty little face. Okay.
Oh,
a dating site for lovers who can't have or don't want sex. Imagine that. Sex. A dating site with that, but not about getting laid. Love, relationships, and romance satisfies a need of many of us that is as strong, if not stronger, than our sex drive. Unfortunately, when a person is unable to have sex for whatever reason, this often disqualifies them from enjoying the romance and companionship that makes up 99% of a healthy relationship. To address this problem, to dateforlove.com was launched by a woman with the intention of connecting singles who are looking for love without sex. It enables people who can't engage in intercourse to experience love and intimacy and all that. You can upload photos, blah, blah, blah. So for whatever reason, if you don't want to have sex or you don't want it to be all about sex, to date for love.
That sounds fine.
There's
with
dating
me.
Sites for every friggin' thing and every friggin' person.
I was just talking on the phone
last night. Like, really?
With my buddy.
Yeah.
Who I share the story where he's been one of my longtime friends.
Right.
And then he started, last time we hung out, he shared with me, he's like, yeah, I started dating chicks off Craigslist. And then he's had a couple of bad experiences,
okay.
Of course, as you would if you're hooking up with
people
on Craigslist.
People don't say to hook up on Craigslist anymore. They used to.
But now he's on a dating website. I forgot which one he told me, but he said, we were trying to break it down. He already has a date with somebody.
Okay, good.
So he was asking me about places in the city, what he should do, and should we meet up or should I pick her up? And I go, well, did you already go on a date with her once before? And he's like, yes. And I go, well, then you got to go pick her up, even though it's like really out of the way.
Right.
I go pick her up and go out on your date. But then he was telling me that whatever the dating website is, it recommends a new person every day.
Ooh.
With your, you know, criteria.
This is why no one's committing. Yeah.
And what happened was we're trying to break down and trying to figure out why, but he keeps on getting connected with little people.
Oh.
And he doesn't know, like, nothing that he doesn't have anything against little people, but he's just trying to. He is not little. He is a very large man.
Okay.
He's 6 foot, way taller than.
Okay, like, that's odd.
Bigger than me, and he's like a linebacker. Like he'll.
Oh.
Destroy
so then
people.
Why? Okay, little people like real little people like.
Like little people like 4'10", 9". No, it's like 4'8", 4'7". And then he's like, he's trying to figure out.
Where's the glitch in the system?
There's not a glitch, but
they just think
maybe I don't know how it works, but maybe their criteria, that's what they like, is like what his description is. So
right.
We're trying to figure out, you know, how is.
Yeah, there's
happening?
Some scientific study to be there. Like, why is he so similar to what little people want, what he wants?
Yeah, when he is a very large person.
When he's like, that is very interesting.
Yeah.
We got to break that down.
I know.
We need to get some detectives on that or something.
We got
to
call them up on the Skype.
Call them on the Skype, man. That's interesting. We should all date online just for better content, better improved new daily content for me.
Yes.
To go on dates. I know. I'm the only person I know who hasn't done it because everyone else I know has done it. You've done it, sort of.
All through the social networks.
Right.
But not a dating
I get asked out on Facebook a lot, but I don't really pay attention. I don't know who those people are.
All right.
Not that you're not my friend if we're on Facebook because we're friends. Okay, we've got some emails.
Okay, what do you got?
Some topics on today's show include what to say on your first online dating message, which might be what your friend says something that...
I wonder what he says.
Let's
find his initial...
Kegel exercises, menopause, and sex and body image. And then later we're going to be talking about jealousy and how to overcome it because you really can. You can.
People that are just insane. Jealous
I know,
people.
But I've learned to overcome it. I'm not a typically jealous person, but when I find myself having jealous thoughts, and I'm going to get into this more, you really can like just change your thought patterns into not going into that negative place.
I'm going to keep on talking, but can you turn on the fan? It's getting hot.
Oh yeah.
Another thing is with me on the social networking. If I'm going to ask somebody out, like my conversations will be so short,
right?
Because I'm not a writer.
Right.
So it would just be like, oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Let's go hang out. So
right.
Like the hanging out part would happen super fast.
Right.
Because I'm not going to sit there.
Right.
And write messages.
You're like, I'm better in person.
Yeah.
Talk to me in person.
I'm so much better in person. Writing, not my thing.
I know. Well, actually, we're having a
the English language.
Or the English language.
Yeah.
Right. No, you're better than you give yourself credit for.
I'm terrible. Go ahead.
No, we're actually having, I don't know when the show's going to air, but we have an expert. He's an online dating expert. His name's Evan Mark Katz. He's going to be on the show this Friday, but we're doing it later in the day, and we're going to play it in a few weeks. But because he can only come up from the light at a certain time. But it's amazing what he does. He's a dating coach, and he helps people write their online dating profiles. So, for example, someone can go to him and be like, I've had this up on Match.com for 3 months. I've gotten nothing, no hits, no interest, no one wants to date me. And then, like, he'll come in and be like, change the whole thing. It's like marketing. And then he gets, like, this person will get, like, a million hits. Or he helps them individually with dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to be interesting.
That's good.
You'll like him. Okay. Word up, Emily. I just recently signed up with OkCupid to give this online dating thing a try. That's so funny. We were just talking about this. Being that I am a newbie, I'm not up on all the rules and hidden rules. My question is, would it be cool to tell a girl she's cute in the first message? And is there any tips on what girls want to see in the first message? Thanks. Stan from Costa Mesa. He's a premium Friends with Benefits member. And if you're a Friends with Benefits member, you get your emails answered right away. We answer your questions. P.S. By the time you read this, I would have sent a message to this girl who caught my eye. I'm really interested into seeing if the message I sent was the right one. So he wasn't waiting for us to get back. Mm-hmm. He was right here. I would say, I never do,
but I don't know. As a woman,
I mean, I think you could think? Say that she's cute in the first message, but I would really focus on like her interests and show that you really read her page, and maybe you have like a similar interest or something that you can talk about. Because, for example, like I just posted on Craig, let me just totally separate thing, but it's like you want to know that the guy has read your profile and isn't just like hot chick, hi, you're hot, let's go out. Because then the girl feels like, the woman feels like, I spent all this time on my profile. You didn't even read it. You're just looking at my face. Which is probably what most guys do anyway, okay? But try mm-hmm. to pretend that that's not what you did.
Yeah, you look deeper.
Just look deeper.
Common
like,
interest.
Wow, I noticed that you hiked the Appalachians. That sound must have been amazing. That's I was going to do that.
Your boobs like, look excellent in those
yeah,
photos.
Yeah, and then your titties look hot. No, don't say that. But I would say that I would focus more about that and ask her a question. Like, try to find a question about something specific on her page. Try to come up with something funny. And you could say, I found your profile attractive or something, but I wouldn't lead with your hottie because if she's hearing that, you're, believe me, you're not the only guy who is sending her that message. That's what I have to say to that. So we don't want to hear that right away because we already know that.
I know.
And Menace never tells girls that they're cute.
No, don't do that.
Which I don't recommend either because you should tell her 10 times a day.
Yeah, right.
What else I can say? There was something else that
I just texted my friend to see if we can call him. He might be
oh
busy.
About his little people debacle.
No, not that. I want to see what kind of conversation he has when he's messaging with these people.
That would be great
to
That'd
get them
great.
Interested to go out.
Totally. I mean, and I think that's what this like dating coach focuses on is that there are right and wrong ways to do. Oh, this is what I was going to say. So, for example, like I was looking for new interns, right? So I posted on Craigslist and I said very specifically in the thing, I'm like, okay, please send me your resume. Please send me this, that. Some people just are like, here's my resume. Like they don't even read the job profile. They don't even read the job description. And I'm like, delete. Like you didn't even read it. You didn't send me what I asked for. You didn't send your resume. You didn't send a cover letter. And I deleted those people. I think that people do that when they're dating, too, when they're online. And they're like, this person obviously didn't read my profile. He just thinks I'm cute. Delete. That's what I would do. Okay. I just want to thank you for developing this app. She's talking about my Kegel Camp app. Mm. My boyfriend and I both use it for Kegels regularly. And I must say that our sex life has never been better. I did not write this. This is true. The feeling of a challenge and different levels have helped me to be successful in doing Kegels with this app. Will there ever be any additional levels in the future? I think a few more levels would be great. Thanks again, Leisha. Leisha, thank you so much. That's awesome. We have to up the levels. Yeah, yeah. We've updated a few times, and we're going to do another update. And I forward this to my engineer, so hopefully we can do that. But just if you don't know this, I have an app called Kegel Camp that you can download from the iTunes store. And Kegels are really the most important exercise that you are not doing and that you need to be doing. And Leisha just said it improved their sex life. They're doing it together. How cute. You and your boyfriend can do little Kegels together.
Do you have a friend that we can call about online dating? Don't you have friends that do that?
A ton.
Text them, say we're going to call them. Because I want to see a girl, because then we can see what does a guy say that gets you to go out with them.
Who could I text right now?
Let's
stay online. Hold
just
on.
Text
hold
anybody.
On. Okay, I know. I called her by mistake.
Your filthy mouth friends?
Yes, it's my filthy mouth friend, but I just called her by
mistake.
Oh,
he said sure.
Okay,
I'm going to call him first.
And call.
Okay, this is going to be good. I love this guy. This is one of my favorites. Go ahead and keep talking while I...
Oh, you want me to talk?
Yeah.
Okay, dear Emily. I'm just kidding. Okay, so this is hilarious. Okay. Dear Emily, I'm going to start another question.
Yeah.
Dear Emily, my wife and I have been together almost 25 years. We love each other to death. She is going through menopause, and that has meant that sex may only happen once or twice a year. I have a very hard time in my mind dealing with it, and she has had a very hard time talking about it. What can we do to allow us to continue the much-needed special moments together? Love your show. Menace is a slut.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
Didn't say that.
It does. Look.
Who said that?
Mark from Ontario, Canada.
How's Mark from Ontario, Canada?
He thinks you're a slut.
How?
I don't know. Maybe it's an older email. You used to be a slut.
Hello.
What up? Can you hear me?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Here. So, coincidentally, here on the Sex with Emily show, we started talking about online dating. And then you and I just had a conversation yesterday about online dating. And the part of online dating that we want to know is, what do you even say to a girl that you want to talk to? Like, what's the first initial email? What do you say?
It matters how, you know, like, if you're talking off Craigslist or if you're talking off, you know, like a boost or something like that. If I'm doing off of Craigslist, I'll probably base it on what they posted on Craigslist and kind of go, oh, I have this similar interest, or, oh, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And the same thing, you know, if you do the boost, it's kind of like, oh, you're looking for a guy who has these qualities. Oh, you know, I have these type of qualities. Oh, you have these type of similarities. Oh, I do too. And yada, yada. And asking questions, you know, well, what do you do? Or, you know, you like alternative music? What kind of bands you like and stuff like that?
That's good.
So, I got a buddy.
So you don't say, like, nice rack or anything?
I love your titties.
You don't say, like, I like your tits.
I mean, if you see a picture off the bat, I guess you could.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. I'm glad you don't send a picture of your penis and tell her how nice her rack is. That would be bad.
Do you ask her to rate her blowjobs on a scale of 1 to 10?
No, you sound like a good guy. You handle it well. Because we just had a guy ask, like, should I tell this girl she's hot? And I'm like, every guy's emailing her and telling her she's hot. You don't tell her she's hot. Pay attention to, we want to feel like we are heard as women. When you read our profile, you took the time. You're not just like, hot chick, want to go out. So you sound like a good guy. How's the online dating going for you?
You know, it's going okay. I mean, you know, I'm meeting a few people here and there, going on some dates, but...
Don't you have a date tonight or this weekend?
Sunday, this weekend.
Sunday.
Wow, what kind of girl? Okay, so are you excited?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Did you plan the date?
I've been out with this girl once before in the prior, so, you know...
Did you make out with her on the first date?
Sure, yeah.
You did? You made out on the first date?
Made on the first date, yeah.
Did you do other stuff on the first date? Did you touch her boobs?
Did not go that far. We were out on the street. You know, we kind of met.
I've done that on the street. I'm just saying. Okay.
You can't talk over them on the internet thing. It cuts it out. There's no other way I can tell you. I have to tell you live on the show. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I kind of assumed, but, you know, that's all good.
No. Go ahead. You can ask them a question.
Now I feel quieted.
Why?
On my own show. I feel shushed.
No, I'm just saying you have to wait for a response.
So you found her on Craigslist?
No, an online dating service.
Okay, another online dating site. And what was it about her profile that you liked? Was it her picture? I know you thought she was hot, but like, was there something she said? We're trying to give people advice about like writing online dating profiles. Like, are there certain things that a woman says that like catches you? Like, can you think of a phrase or something that was like, oh, wow, she seems like a cool chick? Or conversely, the things that they say that you're like, whoa, run for your life. Like, she has 10 cats.
And one other thing thrown in there, and you can be honest, is it the first thing kind of, the photo kind of catches you a little bit, right?
Well, sure, that's like the initial catch, you know what I mean? Because it's kind of, you know, when you first search somebody online, typically it's going to be just the quick contact information, like their photo, their location, and how old they are. So it's kind of, right off the bat, that's kind of your judge if you're going to click on this profile to see this person further. So right off the bat, yeah, you have to at least see this person, see, oh, is this person kind of somebody I could be into? And then if yes, then click on the picture and kind of see the different, you know, text on the profile and everything. Different, you know, signs that might be good. Just similar interests. You know, I'm the type of person, you know, I don't want any drama or anything like that, so I kind of want somebody that's similar to me, or at least interest that, like, hey, me and my friends, we do these type of things. I want to go on dates and do these type of things.
Right.
And this person has those type of things I'm into.
Right, got it.
Anything that's kind of, that would scare me away, or just, you know.
Right. You just kind of run for that. Sound like a smart guy.
Indecisiveness, maybe, where it's kind of like, you know, maybe it's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, if it's kind of like, oh, I just got out of a relationship, I'm just kind of
looking
to see
what's
out there.
Like, yes.
You kind of know if you get into this, you might be in some indecisiveness, or you might be that, you know, rebound type of person, which, you know, if you're open to that, that's fine. But
got
I'm kind
it.
Of, you know.
Okay. So good. I'm glad you're dating online. That's good. I'm thinking about doing it myself. It's on my list of things to do. I think that's good that you're doing it. I love that you shared your stories. Thank you very much. Good luck. Can you call us back and let us know if you touch her boobs on Sunday?
I'll let people know.
No pressure. You don't have to let us know. I just want you to have a good time. It's not about sex.
No problem.
Okay.
I have some warning signs.
What?
With the online.
What's the warning signs?
Chicks that you do not want to talk to.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go.
There, and it all starts with their Bane image. Any chick that has a Bane image of scenery,
okay,
a sunset or anything like that. Any chick that has pets in their main photograph.
Okay.
Any chick that only has one or two photographs.
Right.
And
they're all waist up.
And they're all waist up. Or no, but if they only have one or two photographs, it's most likely, I would say, 99.9% not them. Because why do you only have two photographs of you?
Well, how many do they say to post? It's all
you
different.
Can post thousands of photos there if you want to.
Oh.
But it's not legit. And the other one to look out for is the group photos.
Mm-hmm.
When there's large group photos and you look through it and it's all group photos.
Right. What does that mean? She doesn't think she's insecure.
She's the less attractive one out of... Just look for the least attractive one out of the group photo.
Oh, menace.
And that's the person's profile. It's science.
It's science? Yeah. It's scientific, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a scientific study.
Mm. I don't know. We'll have to check that out.
But, like, her being in...
you should post group pictures of yourself. I mean, of you in a group if you're trying to get someone's attention.
Yeah. And then, you know what? I mean,
I hate the guys if they're drinking a beer.
Oh,
with one of those like cozies cups, on it, yeah, with a cat.
Yeah,
I don't want to date those guys. No, no pressure, no offense. I mean, no offense. So, okay, cool. All right, this is with the letter, the email. Oh, your friend's off the phone, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so my wife and I. This is, I'm going to read this again or sum it up again. 25 years, we love each other to death. She's going through menopause, and sex only happens twice a year, and he's got a really hard time dealing with it in his mind. And she's got a hard time talking about it. And what can they do? And he loves the show and Menace is a slut. I don't know why he thinks you're a slut.
I don't know either.
The loss of estrogen following menopause can lead to changes in women's sexual drive and functioning. They may not be easily aroused and may be less sensitive to touching and stroking, which can lead to decreased interest in sex. You may want to... Okay, lower levels of estrogen causes a decrease in blood supply to the vagina, which can affect vaginal lubrication, causing it to become dry and uncomfortable for intercourse. So you can really try to take a warm bath, relax, and use lubricants. You can use a water-based lubricant like Astroglide, which you can purchase at Adam and Eve. You know, you can get anything at adamandeve.com for 50% off most items, plus 3 adult DVDs and a free gift if you use coupon code Emily at checkout. So I think lube is great for a lot of sexual situations that people are having because she probably is more dry. And if the sex drive isn't what it once was, you don't think you need counseling, you should just try to take some time to have intimacy with your partner and rebuild the intimacy. It doesn't mean that you have to have intercourse. Maybe there's ways you can take intercourse off the table and start connecting in other ways, because I have a feeling that it's not just about the sex that you're not connecting, but there might be other ways in your relationship that you're not quite connecting and that you might need to go back and repair whatever's happened. Maybe you guys have got some issues with each other. You've been together a long time and there's ways to get in there with the issues or whatever issues you have and heal them.
I'm sorry I always go to the alcohol, but maybe she needs to loosen up a little bit, take the stick out of her ass.
She's going through menopause, dude. It happens.
Hey, yeah, maybe, you know, soothe menopause with, you know, some alcohol, just a little bit in your life.
Thank you.
Or maybe some, you know, you recommend some wacko drugs, like what is that,
lubricant? Like,
no, not lubricant.
Bagger?
But that lubricant doesn't get you in the mindset.
I know, mindset, that's why I wish I could just pop a Viagra.
That's why, you know,
I'd be maybe a horny dog all the time.
What? All the time, just banging. No, you need something to help her get in the mindset.
Exactly. And maybe you've got to get her in the mindset. I mean, that is the thing, is that so many times women don't want sex. Like, yes, she's going through menopause. She's greater challenges now because her sex drive literally has taken a nosedive. But for women, the brain is the largest sex organ. She does need to be warmed up. You do need to do things to set that intimacy, to set that romantic mood. Just because you come in and you have a boner does not mean that she's ready to go. And it's kind of a bummer for you, but she's going to need more time warming up. You might need to romance her. You might need to plan a special weekend away. There are ways to get it back.
And on a side note.
Yes.
I got tweeted by Marilyn, who's a listener in Arizona right now.
Okay.
And she said that she totally agrees with me on the profile pics online.
Oh.
About the cats, the scenery, the group photos.
Hilarious. Yes.
So I'm in tuned. I know the scientific.
You do know. So if I do date online, you'll help me shape my profile.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Emily, I'm glad to say I'm back from Baghdad all in one piece. I'm getting caught up on the podcast because I've missed the last few. I'm writing to talk about my sexual pet peeve. I can't tell you how much of a mood killer it is to have a woman, after we're both naked and about to make love, instantly become self-conscious. When we're both naked is absolutely the wrong time to lose all of her confidence. I don't care one bit if she's 10 pounds away from her ideal weight. I'm no personal trainer. I'm just trying to share an orgasm or two or three with her. If that's not enough to at least temporarily remove those insecurities, then it's a major buzzkill and I'm not as into sex as I once was. What I'm saying is she's got to see what's in front of her. And what she's got is a man who wants to be with her, all parts of her, even the flawed parts. As always, keep up the good work and remember, go Navy, Jamal.
Hell yeah, Jamal. Preach
it. Dude, it is so true. One of the biggest issues that women have sexually across the board is with low self-esteem and insecurities about body and body image. And I think that if you're a woman and you're experiencing like issues sexually, you're not connecting with men, a lot of it has to do with your body image issues. And there are ways to get past it. Maybe you need some therapy, read some good books on it. God knows there's so many of them. But really just like start loving your body, start working out. If you don't feel good about your body, like make yourself go to the gym, like go once a week. Like that will make you feel better. There are things that eat healthier. I know it's easier said than done. And you've heard this a million times. But truly, if it's wreaking havoc on your sex life and you're having problems, then you should start to take. Because no matter how many times a guy tells you like you're so attractive and you're so hot and I don't care if you gain 10 pounds or whatever, no one's going to believe it until they deal with it on their own.
Yeah. And then also you should say, hey, you see my dick right now? Is it not erect? Like, does it not like what it's seeing?
Well, women feel
so
like...
shut up.
I know. It's a bad time. So when should she ask you if her ass looks fat in the jeans? Not when you guys are getting undressed during sex.
Well, you should never...
She should never ask that.
Never ask that.
I'm just kidding. But you know that joke. Yeah. My ass look fat in these jeans?
Yes, they look totally fat.
Fuck you. I like that. Okay. So, yeah, insecurity is huge. I mean, I think we've done shows on that body image issues with women, but that really is like the reason why women can't orgasm, the reason why men aren't enjoying sex sometimes, the reason why women don't want to get on top of a man is because they feel like they look.
They're overanalyzing everything.
I know. Guys are just like, I'm psyched there's some boobs bouncing up and down on top of me. Okay. I'm 45 in good health, and I have the problem of too much stamina. So much so that often after a vigorous weekend, my girlfriend needs a couple days off from sex to rest because her vagina is sore. My girlfriend isn't complaining. I'm just saying, as she often says, I'm not bragging because it isn't as fun as some may think. When I say stamina, I mean an hour or longer of a full-on hard-on and active sex the entire time. We move through many positions, oral, vaginal, and she even tried anal a time or two in hopes of bringing me over the edge. It is so bad that I often do not orgasm myself, and it isn't from the lack of trying or any lack of enthusiasm from my girlfriend. I've had several partners over the years, and this one is the only one so far that can stay with me the longest without tapping out, so to speak. So anything I can do to encourage an orgasm on demand? How do porn stars do it for the camera all the time? You're the best. Sincerely, Paul from Hartford, Connecticut. Well, there are theories of delayed ejaculation, and they suggest that it's caused a fear of loss of control, hostility, and anger, and too much reliance on fantasy during sex to get aroused. It can also be, so maybe there's ways that you have your body trained during masturbation, and you just can't with a woman. There could be some earlier things from childhood, some deeper things going on here. Also, the problem can be caused by a man learning to masturbate in a particular way, which cripples his ability to reach orgasm through normal stimulation. So again, it has to do with the way you masturbate. But there's got to be ways that you could work with her, maybe, because that's an hour every time, full on, hard on. Like, we don't all want sex for an hour every time. We just don't. Who's time?
Well, unlike...
I have to walk my dog.
You know how you say women, once they think about it, it's gone? But with men, you just got to think about it the entire time. Just think about it.
And think about the orgasm?
Yeah.
With what do you guys, mean think about? How do you think about it?
Thinking about orgasming.
You're like, orgasm, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and just think, you know, how awesome would feel and all that stuff, then it will happen. We're different that way.
It's not working for him. So there might be some other underlying issues. But yeah, just think about your orgasm and breathe a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. Should we get into our, I think we should get into our topic of the day, which is jealousy. What?
Okay.
What are you looking at me for?
Nothing. I'm a little tired today.
I'm too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We should. Forget the alcohol. Like, we need some kind of, like, uppers or something.
I have a Red Bull back in my other office.
I wish you brought me one.
Sorry.
Okay, so jealousy, let me just say this. A lot of things about jealousy. Jealousy comes up in every relationship, whether you're in a monogamous relationship or you're in an open relationship or you're a swinger or you're whatever. Jealousy is going to happen at some point in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It just happens. So, and usually jealousy is a byproduct of someone's insecurity because we feel threatened. This girl's hotter. He's with someone who's better than I am. Her new boyfriend is a football player, whatever. I'm jealous. So while everyone gets jealous or suspicious, experiencing jealousy on a daily basis is a problem. So if you're with someone who is really jealous all the time, like I've dated guys like that who were like super jealous and I wasn't even, okay, yes, I'm a flirt. We established that early on. But there are people I've dated that are like, you were flirting with the waiter. I saw it. I'm like, I was ordering like my chicken. Like I wasn't flirting.
Yeah, but you probably did in a flirty way.
I didn't flirt in a way. I wasn't flirting. I literally wasn't flirting. I'm willing to say when I was flirting, but I wasn't flirting. It was like disassociation. And I think a lot of times people have issues with mistrust and jealousy when they come from homes from alcoholic backgrounds or from parents who are distrustful. It's true. Like parents, let's say you come from a family of alcoholic parents, a lot of times it builds, you don't have trust in people because everything your parents said, for example, were like, oh, for sure we're going to show up at your first birthday party and then they're wasted on the couch and then you feel like you constantly distrust people. So a lot of the issues that people have in relationships around trust don't even have to do with the person's behavior. So dating like me, if you're someone who already has a problem with jealousy and you meet someone like me who's a big flirt, you might have a problem. But a lot of it is like predisposed, okay? So according to the U.S. Department of Justice, 49% of nearly 3.5 million violent crimes committed against family members were committed because of spouses due to jealousy. It's become a problem. One-third of couples seeking marital therapy today. And 44% admit trust issues have put a big dent in their marriage. So 70% say you'd be jealous if your husband had a close platonic female friend. 53% of people say they secretly check his phone messages and emails. 53% of women flirt to make their man jealous. Maybe women think flirting is innocent and fun, but it's a way of testing your husband's love. But ask yourself, is it contributing to the problems? So again, why do we get jealous? It may be because our partner wasn't faithful, something that our past girlfriend or boyfriend was jealous, but it's just there with you and we have the jealousy.
I thought you said that you don't get jealous.
I don't get jealous, but I have gotten jealous in the past.
Well, what made you jealous?
I'll tell you, it's interesting that you talk about that because I think that when people's like, I never get jealous. I think we all have it in us to experience a range of emotions. Someone can make you jealous. So I dated a guy who brought out my jealousy in me, but I wasn't jealous the first year we were dating. But after that, because of he was with some chick, we were broke. I don't know. He lied to me about something and he was with this girl. He sort of cheated on me, but not really, because we were kind of broken up. Long story short, I instantly distrusted him. Like everything he did, I was like, he says he's going to the drugstore, but he's really probably going to meet that girl in the corner. Like crazy thoughts go in your head. You become obsessive and jealous and one little thing that he did. So I think I have it in me because I saw that, but typically I'm not looking for it. I come from a trustworthy family. My background's pretty healthy. I don't have a history of men cheating on me. And I'm a pretty confident person in many ways that I feel like if a guy's with me, why would he want to lie and be with anyone else?
Oh, yeah.
I do believe that.
I'm the best.
Mm-hmm. So when jealousy does strike, it's often because people are insecure. They feel like they're not good enough. A lot of times they compare themselves to their rival. So, for example, if we were dating, I'd be like, or like if I found out, like, for example, whenever we find the ex is dating someone, we always assume she's like some tall, hot.
No, but you guys blonde. Always talk crap about her all the time.
Yeah, but we make the assumptions. Our brain goes to the worst possible place.
She's a slut.
They feel threatened. They imagine the worst case scenario that our partner might leave us for someone else. And so not only jealousy unpleasant, but individuals who are chronically jealous or suspicious often misinterpret what's going on. So they create stories in their mind. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It becomes this whole self-perpetuating thing. Like you get a little jealous and you're like, he never drinks two cups of coffee. Like he must have been up late. Like whatever those crazy thoughts you have. Exactly. You know, being with a jealous person is difficult because highly suspicious partners can be over-controlling, needy, and invasive.
Terrible.
So there's some dip. Yeah. Have you been with jealous chicks, right?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I just kind of blow it off because there's no reasoning with those types.
Right.
Of
it's not like you're really doing anything wrong. And sometimes you are, though.
If it gets overbearing, then just like, just cut them loose, man.
Right. Okay. I'll offer some specific advice here. Okay. So for dealing with jealousy in four steps. Four steps to deal with jealousy.
Okay.
Talk about your insecurities. So this is the hardest part. Because if you're a jealous person, you want to be like, no, it's you, it's you. You're constantly blaming someone. But you have to be like, you know what? I'm a little insecure about it. I've got issues. I'm afraid you're going to leave me. I'm afraid that every time you walk out that door and you just talk about it and you bring some light to
no
it.
No one ever does that. As they
That's
should.
What you need to do. Yeah. You need to just be like, and this is the kind of stuff that I think people need to talk about before they get married too. I mean, like, I'm jealous. I get jealous. I might be threatened if you all of a sudden become BFF with a coworker and you start texting her late at night or whatever, even if it's not sexual, but we might become jealous.
I don't know if I get jealous, but I do get annoyed. I do get annoyed sometimes.
You do get annoyed with what?
I'll be upset. I'm like, why are you doing that? It's not like I'm jealous, like I'm mad in that way, but I just get, I'm like, why are you even doing that?
Right, exactly. So as a general rule, when talking about jealousy, it helps to focus on your feelings and not your partner's behavior. So you don't want to say like, you did this and you did that. But it's like, no, this is how I feel when you do something like that. Because sometimes their behavior can be inappropriate, right? If they're flirting with a coworker or whatever. So another thing about interpreting about jealousy is that you can learn to interpret things differently. So if I'm in a relationship with someone and I interpret that every time he's working late in my mind, he's sleeping with someone or whatever, you can change your thought patterns. So it's trying to think about the events that make you suspicious and you think about them differently. So for instance, if a husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend does not answer the phone right away, you could be thinking like, oh my God, he's out boning some chick. But you could also think like, maybe their phone died. Maybe they don't have their charger. I mean, it is true. Like you can switch those thoughts in your head because you're going to make yourself a little crazy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to like, because people who are very jealous, they jump to the worst case scenario. Always. What?
No, they do. And then they go to the extremes where they, you know, follow you.
They hire a spy to, right.
But the best part is when they, the TV show Cheaters, when they are cheating.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, your partner might be cheating too. So we're going to get into that.
Well,
so,
a lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, a lot of suspicion comes from a true place too sometimes.
Well, then we get into the whole, how do you get more information? Like if you try to interpret things differently and you try to talk to your partner, Mary Dulcie, and that's still not working, you got to get more information. Yeah. So do you snoop?
And okay, so when you do snoop though, and you don't find anything, that's when you need to drop it though.
You do need to drop it.
If so you keep it going, then you're going to destroy your relationship.
Right, right. So you can snoop, I guess, if you have to. But
that's what it's going to take to, you know, make everything fine.
But often the suspicion is fueled by a lack of information. So you don't have enough information, so you're suspicious. So if you do need to do some stuff, if you look and you just set a time limit on it and you look and you don't find anything, then move on. Yeah. It's your own issue, right? So, I mean, when you're looking for it, so the thing is like, okay, so the whole thing is about snooping. Do you think it's right for people to like, I feel like in a way it's good to look for information, but also you're always going to find something. Like there's always going to be some ambiguous, weird XXO flirty text from someone, don't you think? If you're looking at the phone.
If you're looking at your phone, yeah.
For sure. I don't want anyone ever looking at my phone.
That's why I delete.
You delete all your texts?
All the time.
No matter what. Why? Because you have girls looking at your phone?
No, I don't even know whoever will look at my phone.
If you lose it, like I did.
Lose it, yeah.
Okay, asking a lot of invasive questions is usually not a good way to go up at discovering the truth. If someone is trying to hide something from you, they usually aren't going to go own up to it immediately. So you do resort to snooping, but there are ethical issues. But if you don't discover anything by a certain time limit, you just got to let it go. So how do you deal with this jealous lover that you have? Okay. You got to deal with your fears and anxieties through communication. It's the same thing. It's not, a lot of times jealousy, like when I've been with jealous men, and I was last year when I was dating that crazy guy whose car crashed, by mistake. He was like so jealous about things that were just unfounded. Like I know that I can be a flirt, but he was like making up stories. And every time I was out, I was like, I'm sorry, I was at Whole Foods. Oh no, you were out. You know what I mean? The people who are like obsessively jealous. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with it? I mean, I think they're really hard people to deal with and they've got a lot of issues. And if you're willing to sit with this person and go to therapy and figure it out, but someone who's like obsessively jealous and is unfounded, it's a problem. So you don't want to dismiss or discount their feelings. You want to work with them on it, but you want them to get to the bottom of their feelings and not keep blaming you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard to deal with. Really hard.
You've had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to, again, cut it off or go to therapy and try to work it out with them.
You do. I mean, you really do. And maybe someone cheated recently or their past partner cheated. I mean, again, a lot of it is just like deep underlying issues. But I think that one of the key things is to really interpret things differently. Like in your mind, if you are the one who's experiencing the jealousy and you feel like, I'm sort of obsessed with this jealousy. I sort of feel like it's taking over my life and I'm thinking about too much about stuff. You can, like, I've had to do that, like dating several people now, for example, not being in a monogamous relationship. You can, there are things that can happen that I can be like, oh, he's out with so-and-so. Like I'm out with so-and-so, but I can think, mm-hmm. I can think in my mind, go to the worst place and just think like, not really think about it and just be like, well, I'm being honest. He's being honest and it's all fine. Like I've learned to transcend jealousy.
Oh, you're above and beyond it. When did this happen?
I'm not saying it won't happen. It's been a process that I've been working on.
Been working on?
Uh-huh.
So it's still going on.
Yeah, it still goes on. But I really just like flip it. I do. I flip it. I'm like, that's not happening. And I don't really care. And I'm awesome. Right. I love myself. I love me.
Cool.
That's what we got. Okay.
That's it for the show today.
Yeah, that's it. We got for jealousy. So everyone, don't be jealous, psycho person.
And I really like the a couple things real quick.
Go ahead, man.
We sign off. Number one, we're at the Stitcher Studios here in San Francisco, Stitcher.com. You can download the app and listen to the show on your smartphone, your Droid, your iPhone, and iPad, and all that kind of stuff on the go. And I really enjoy talking to people on the phone. So I know you just put the phone number now on the window. Or people can go to the website and write it down. And then when we're having the show going on, give us a call. I want to talk to people.
We want to talk to you. Call us. We'll answer your questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping my show free. Who doesn't want to spice things up in the bedroom? Maybe you've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie. Well, here's a really special offer for my Sex with Emily listeners. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. So this is a great time to try a couple's toy like the Lilo Siri, or a vibrating ring, or even a rabbit. But that's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift, so sexy, I just want to surprise you with it. And to top it all off, Adam and Eve will throw in free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type Emily for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. So just use offer code Emily at adamandeve.com. Thanks for listening.